Slugger's world-class sports bar in Wrigleyville has been Chicago's premier sports bar for the past 25 years and has quickly become one of the most well-known bars in the world. With over 30 HD TVs throughout the bar, including six 10-foot big screens around the bar, make Slugger's your destination for all your March basketball games. Slugger's will be featuring the all-new Sam Adams 76 and Boston Lager on draft for $5 during all March basketball games. Get in the mood for the upcoming baseball season at Slugger's by making them your March basketball destination.
What does your morning sound like?
Goodbye, baby.
Is she asleep?
Yeah, finally.
Great. I picked up our favorite breakfast sandwiches from McDonald's.
Ooh.
My turn.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better. Right now, mix and match two select breakfast sandwiches, like a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, a sausage McMuffin with egg, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
The Score's Lawrence Holmes on the Bulls.
It's been so nice going to Bulls games this year because for the first time in a long time, there's a lot of hope that goes along with these games. And it's fun to be back in the United Center watching what the Bulls can do. This is the place where you can hear all of that excitement go on. You get to hear the growth right here on 670 The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's radio home of the Bulls. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The man himself, Rick Hahn, the White Sox Vice President and General Manager. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Doing well, guys. Being patient enough to allow guys the latitude to develop and inevitably fail and then rebound from that failure. And that before you decide, oh, well, this person's not going to help us in Chicago and we've got a hole here. We hope, you know, at the end of this year, we know we'll know a lot more about a lot of our guys, and it hopefully will put us in a better position to project, you know, where is the organization strength and where are the potential holes that we need to go outside the organization, either via trade or free agency, to patch in order to get a championship core together.
Rick, you know, it's a really good-looking big group of guys. I mean, my God, they're big.
No, it's true. There's some of these fellas, certainly from Latin America countries, that you could project if they had grown up in the States, they would have been a defensive end or a cornerback or something.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Check out The Score's new starting lineup. Mully and Handley, mornings live at 5. New in middays, it's Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight, 9 a.m. to 1. Followed by the new afternoon show with Dan McNeil and Danny Parkins, 1 to 6. Then Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10. And Score overnights with Les Grobstein. New Score lineup, same great Chicago sports talk. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD. To Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Chicago Wolves have been the AHL's most dominant team since December. Catch the Wolves at Allstate Arena as they battle Rockford Saturday night in Iowa Sunday afternoon as Brandon Peary and company chase another division title. You want an upset? We got an upset in the NCAA tournament. It was a 13-seed Marshall over fourth-seeded Wichita State, 81-75. Elsewhere in the tournament, Texas A&M over Providence, 73-69. Purdue beat Cal State Fullerton, 74-48. Cincinnati over Georgia State, 68-53. A halftime score, Cincinnati 68 and Georgia State 53. Also, Butler and Arkansas, 29-29 with 2:57 to go in the first half. Butler had a 16-point lead on that one, but now tied with Arkansas at 29. NBA and the Bulls. Chris Dunn out for the Bulls tomorrow against Cleveland because of a sprained toe. While Lauri Markkanen's back still not good enough for him to play, he's out as well. Golf, Arnold Palmer Invitational. Tiger Woods today, 2 over through 10 and 9 back of the leader, Henrik Stenson, who was in the clubhouse after finishing his second round today. Blackhawks are at Buffalo tomorrow, a noon start. And the Bears have a new quarterback, Tyler Bray, 26-year-old, played in one game for Kansas City last year. He stands 6 feet 6 inches. This scoreboard update being brought to you by Continental Motors. Searching for a used car? Search ContinentalMotors.com for the continental difference. I'm Mark Rohde, and you're listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station and the new radio home for the Bulls, who play Cleveland tomorrow night with our broadcast beginning at 6:45. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour on The Score is brought to you by The Tile Shop. The Tile Shop is open to both pros and the public with 12 Chicago area locations. Visit tileshop.com.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons on The Score.
In San Diego, it is a Mets miracle for Marshall. For the first time, the Thundering Herd win a game in the NCAA tournament. A 13 seed, 81-75 over Wichita State.
The McNeil and Parkin Show on 670 The Score.
TNT with the audio. Four seed Wichita State falls to Marshall today. It's McNeil and Parkins live at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. Brought to you by this segment, CC's. New crust, new sauce, New York style pizza. Now at CC's, grab an extra large slice of their new meatball pepperoni pizza and new cheesecake brownies for dessert. There's so much to love on the buffet for just five and change. Only at CC's. Prices vary. Restrictions apply. You're right, Mac. The Rocky Top lyrics.
Oh, they're special.
Ain't no telephone bills?
No, yes, right. There's nothing municipal, as one of our texters shared, who's a Chicagoan that a very proud UT alum. He calls it perfect. I think he said it was perfect white trash revelry. That's exactly what it is. Once two strangers climbed on Rocky Top looking for a moonshine still. Isn't that how it starts?
Yeah, well, yeah, you know the lyrics.
I wouldn't be talking about it.
I have to read the lyrics. Once I had a girl on Rocky Top, half bear, other half cat.
Wild as a mink, but sweet as soda pop. I still dream about that.
Yeah, look at you. It was very impressive, you hillbilly, you. Man, wild as a mink. That's the second time that's been referenced today, because a listener came up to Mac here at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. He was like, oh, my God, Dan McNeil, so happy to have you back. You're a legend, blah, blah, blah. Can I take a selfie with you? Mac takes a selfie. It was all good. I'm proud of you for knowing what a selfie is. And then you say, no, this kid right here, Danny Parkins, he's going to be a star. And I'm like, oh, you're being way too kind. And the guy goes, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He'll be a star like Chet Kopic. And I was like, oh, I'm going to be, what do you say? I was going to be walking around in a mink coat one day?
A full-length fur coat.
A full-length fur coat.
Someday you'll be, and I have to stop using the word gonna. You already are a star.
Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, no, you're too kind. I mean, we have to survive this show together for me to like really reach star status. I've reached the Rocky Top of the Score right now. But I don't know, a full-length fur coat, I feel like, has gone out of style a little bit. If and when I get to star power, yeah. I'll get a chain.
I try not to use too many animal products for, you know, human arrogance personified. Which
really?
Is right.
Good for you.
Many clothing items are made from animals. I probably would never buy a full-length coat.
No, me neither.
I don't want to do that. I don't need to.
Yeah. Did Chet look good in his coats back in the day?
Let me tell you. No, yeah, it looked good on him.
It did?
You can pull it off if you're 6'5". Chet's a very tall man. He's vertical. I'm not. I would look silly in it. And I did look silly the one time I considered purchasing one.
You considered purchasing one?
Yes.
Did you take a picture trying it on in the dressing room? What happened?
John Chico's Menswear in Merrillville was a big sponsor of the Matt Kirko and Harry Show. And we all had clothing deals there. And right after the White Sox won the World Series in October of 05, I tried on this white and silver and black mink coat that just, it was so White Soxy. And it felt so comfortable on me, but I just didn't pull the trigger on it.
Man.
I have photos of me in it somewhere.
You do?
Yes, I do.
At what stage of this was it? Chris Farley stage? Like, what was your weight-wise then?
No, I was okay weight-wise.
Okay.
I mean, I wasn't okay, but I wasn't. No, I wasn't the numeral zero.
I'm just curious what Davinell we're going to get in that picture.
I want to see this picture, and this is, man, it's a different era of radio money. Like, are you kidding? John, the White Sox win. I'm going to go buy a full-length fur coat.
Well, Fred Chico, the proprietor, was very... We all had a clothing allowance.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not much of a clothes horse. I did go through a clothing period at that time. Just, you know, freshly married.
If it's free.
To an attorney who's used to looking at men in nice Brooks Brothers suits.
Sure.
So I bought a few nice suits.
So you had to dress the part.
I did for a little while, yeah. But I'm generally not, no.
Yeah.
Really not.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is one of the first times I've worn a collar to work. You know, we're still new in the show. I didn't know if any of the bosses were going to be coming out here. I'm much more of a T-shirt and jeans guy myself.
Because there is a rule on wearing collars at remotes. So you can tell how much respect I have for the rule.
Yeah, you're already breaking the rule. I thought it was score apparel or collared shirts, and you're 0 for 2.
I'll put the collar on. If an executive walks in, I'll put my fleece back on, and I will be freshly collared.
By the end of the hour, you will hear Porter Moser and Dante Ingram, who hit the shot last night for Loyola. The hero of the game was on with Lawrence Holmes, and the coach was on with Mullion Hanley. So we'll do that before we have Teddy Greenstein coming up at 4 o'clock. He's got a Yu Darvish profile. And also, we will talk about Tiger Woods and the state of his return to competitive professional golf with him at 4. But you said, as Big Chief Mackhawk, that you have advice for Hawks fans that you would like
yes,
to disseminate.
Yes, I tweeted last night when the Winnipeg Jets scored their fifth goal. If they get the sixth, I am going to turn off the television and curl up with Mark Lazarus's book, If These Walls Could Talk. And I would encourage every Blackhawks fan this upcoming offseason, if you haven't read Mark's book already, that you pick it up. It's published locally by Triumph. It's an easy read. It is one of the best pieces of sports writing locally that I've enjoyed in a long, long time. It is
really
a comprehensive look at all three cup runs. Mark was not on the beat for the Sun-Times in 2010 when they beat the Flyers on that glorious June night, that Wednesday night in Philly at the then Wachovia Center. And I think he worked even harder because he wasn't on the beat talking to more people about that first cup. And you know the cliche, you never forget your first. Many Hawks fans will regard that championship as the most meaningful of the three. I have a difficult time picking which of the three was my favorite. And I started to do so after spending so much time with his book. It is vividly written. It is colorful. It is a terrific behind-the-scenes look at how the Blackhawks organization did a complete 180, a total facelift in franchise philosophy in terms of their popularity. He takes you through the last steps of the Dark Ages up until the time when John McDonough and Rocky Wirtz took over, not in that order, and made them a dynasty, brought us to a golden era, the golden age of Blackhawks hockey that is now coming to a close.
Do you have books like that are certainly worthwhile. Like, if you're a diehard Hawks fan, you'll read that book and you'll enjoy it. But if you're the casual Hawks fan, the thing that'll bring you in there are anecdotes, like behind-the-scenes stuff. Can you give me a for instance, like to sell the book? I'm like, something that you learned there that you would have never seen in a Mark Lazarus column or game story or something like that.
When Jonathan Toews was a younger player. Remember when Jonathan Toews was a younger player?
Yeah,
and an effective player?
I do remember that.
Both ends of the ice.
The captain.
His teammates were constantly playing jokes on him to get him to loosen up because he was a very uptight kid. They would get inside his hotel room before he gets inside of it and trash it. They would do little things. It's just silly guy things, things that guys do when they're being guys, 20, 25, 30-year-old professional athletes messing with the head of a teammate over and over and over again. All kinds of cool stuff like that.
All right, good stuff. So you would recommend during the Stanley Cup playoffs?
It'll warm your heart. If your Blackhawks heart needs cockles warming, Mark Lazarus's book will provide it for you. It's a terrific read.
So do you think the window is officially closed? Like, if I were to say to you, set the line on Patrick Kane winning a cup, another cup, with the Blackhawks, is that a 3-1 long shot the rest of his career? Is that a 10-1 long shot the rest of his career?
Probably the latter, I would think, just because it's so hard to win a cup. They could be in a position to win a cup with Kane before he hangs it up if he continues to play his hockey in Chicago. But
so you think it's over?
Yes. I think it is over with this group, and I don't agree with the notion that one of them has to go. One, when I say that, I mean either the general manager, Stan Bowman, or Joel Quenneville, the veteran head coach, number two coach in career wins, behind only his boss, one of his bosses, Scotty Bowman. That's a big discrepancy, too, by the way, between one and two. Some people think Joel will get there. I don't. Even if he continues to coach elsewhere, I think he's still about 400 wins behind Scotty Bowman.
That'll take a while.
Yeah, that will. Especially with this outfit right now. Because it may get worse. The Hawks may get worse before they get better.
Well, they got to let the contracts play out if they can't trade them, right? I mean, that's why. Is that this team is looking old and slow. And if they all the old and slow guys have no movement clauses, they're going to just get older and slower. That's kind of how time works, right?
We didn't know those no movement clauses would mean they can't move.
Right,
actually. Brent Seabrook struggles to move.
Yeah.
He's a very space-efficient player. He's still a very smart player, but his best days are long behind him. And the same could be said for perhaps my favorite Blackhawk, maybe my favorite Chicago athlete of all time, Duncan Keith. He's not the same player he was. He's going to be 34 soon. You know what? He looks 34. The volume of hockey these cats have played over the last 10 years is just absurd. Way too many flight miles on these guys. You look at Olympic play, going deep into the playoffs, 3 years getting to the Cup final, that year when the season was truncated to 48 games. Shep and I were talking about this earlier today regarding Lazarus's book. He takes you through all three of those championships, and the one that I think was the most fun. Now, the 09 and 10 season was great. So many wonderful. Hoss's debut in San Jose the night before Thanksgiving when the Hawks blew out the Sharks 7-2. He had 2 or 3 points in his first game. Just so many wonderful memories. But that 13 team that played 48 games over 99 nights, every night almost, we were getting hockey 3-4 nights a week. And every game mattered because they were jockeying for playoff position as soon as the puck dropped in January. They won they didn't lose in their first 24 straight games.
It's the bill come and due, right? What's happening right now? Like, that's what it is. You got your three cups. Those guys got rewarded with contracts.
Yes.
They deserved it. Now, you can say that they should not have given some of the no-movement clauses, and that the Seabrook deal, he got too much money and too much length, and he got the no-movement clause. Like, he got everything. Like, that was a deal that a lot of people didn't think made sense at the time. But for the most part,
right.
This is the bill coming due for rewarding star players from a dynastic Hawks team that revitalized hockey in this city and gave you a new generation of Blackhawks fans.
It's exactly that, Danny. And it's also the absence, and no one has talked about this lately. At least I haven't heard anybody discussing this, maybe because fewer people are discussing hockey right now.
Yeah.
We all knew when we learned the news of Marian Hossa's skin disorder last offseason that we would miss him. It occurred to me opening day, man, we're going to really notice very, very soon what he meant to this team. And it didn't happen immediately because the Hawks got the benefit of a schedule that was favorable, catching teams on back-to-backs both in their first and second games of the year. They opened up against the Penguins, and they blitzed them because the previous evening the Penguins were raising banners to the ceiling in their building. So they were kind of spent. But the absence of Hossa was just enormous this year. The things he does, not necessarily, you know, being a huge point producer, but his defensive play, things he does away from the puck, it was a huge absence. There was a huge void without Marian Hossa on the Hawks roster this year.
The updated scores for the NCAA tournament, only two games going on right now. North Carolina on top of Lipscomb, 53-42, out of the under 16 timeout of the second half. And at halftime, the 10-seeded Butler Bulldogs lead Arkansas 36-31. We'll have a couple of more games tipping off soon. I believe the next one is just in a couple of minutes. Murray State and West Virginia, and then Texas and Nevada. So we'll have four games going on again here at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. We'll bring you the stars of the Loyola Ramblers who have been on the station. We'll bring you the best of it coming up. It's McNeil and Parkins on the score.
The new Bernstein and McKnight Show, middays 9 a.m. to 1.
You're 7 feet tall. You're 250 pounds. You're an absolute Adonis. Go get the ball. Go get, demand it. Go get it. Throw somebody, pin somebody on your hip. Do something.
Dan Bernstein, now in middays, joined by returning score guy Connor McKnight, 9 a.m. to 1, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Guys, I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it is by far the easiest way that I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere, and with just a few taps, I can instantly find the seats. I actually just used the SeatGeek app to buy tickets to a basketball game locally here to take my wife to at the end of the year. The tickets are cheap, obviously, given the state of our winter sports tournament, but she had never been. She wanted to go. The experience is still great. So I'll be taking her in a couple of weeks to one of the last games of the season, and I got the tickets right off of SeatGeek. And what I love about it is I've got my price range that I can just put in there, and they grade every ticket based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats that fit your budget. Plus, Every purchase with SeatGeek is fully guaranteed, so if you're worried about buying tickets online, you can shop for tickets with SeatGeek with confidence. And it doesn't end with sports. SeatGeek has plenty of tickets to concert, theater, and comedy also. But my listeners, $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app, enter the promo code PARK today. That's promo code PARK, P-A-R-K, for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Kidde. Worry-free smoke and CO alarms.
A truly disastrous season for the Arizona Wildcats just got that much worse as they were punked badly by a 13 seed, the Buffalo Bulls. Punked by a team that on paper did not belong on the same floor with the Wildcats, but they came out, they punched Arizona in the face. The Cats decided they did not like the taste of their own blood, and they turtled, especially in the second half. Taking nothing away from Buffalo, that was a nice, swift butt-kicking that they laid on the Cats, but that could not have been a sorrier effort by a Wildcat team that thought they were jammed when the committee hit them with a 4 seed. That was a team that was a preseason number 2 and not only had the best player in the country in DeAndre Ayton, but a number of other elite players to run with him. That's a proud program, but they're wounded now, and it's going to get even worse before it gets any better. I'm Jim Rome.
Hi, I'm Darla from CentOS.
Oh, thank goodness you're here. We have so much to do. I need fire extinguishers, right?
We'll place them for you and be out for regular inspection.
Great. And what about my new hires?
We'll get them into uniforms and keep them looking sharp.
What about this first aid cabinet?
Fully stocked.
It wasn't this morning.
It is now. And so are the restrooms.
Wow, CentOS really seems to know what we need.
You said it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
My eye received an order from Granger Hat. I look my best in that one. Granger's got the products I need and gets me them when I need them, no matter what hat I'm wearing that day. You know what?
You can't beat the March Markdown sales event going on now at Woodfield Nissan. It's March and it's Markdown at Woodfield Nissan because you can choose from their entire new car inventory and get 0% APR financing for 84 months. And you can keep the rebates. That's interest-free payments for 84 months on every Sentra, Rogue, Altima, Murano, and more. Or with March Markdown savings, you can lease a brand new 2018 Nissan Sentra for only $109 per month or lease a new 2018 Nissan Rogue for only $159. That's only $159 per month, both with only $29.95 due at signing. Want top dollar for your trade-in? Take it to Woodfield Nissan, because your trade is worth a lot more than you think at Woodfield Nissan. Hurry, the March Markdown sales event ends March 31st. This could be your last chance to get 0% APR financing for 84 months. And you keep the rebates on every new Nissan. Only at Woodfield Nissan, just 2 miles west of the Woodfield Mall at Higgins and Golf. Payments plus tax and license, stock fee, first payment and license. All manufacturers' rebates and incentives applied and are 36 months leases. Sentra VIN JY216005. Rogue VIN JC715811. 0% is a dealer buy-down, not to exceed $10,000 financed, and is $11.91 per month per $1,000 finance. All finance offers to qualified buyers.
Burger Bar, located at 1578 North Clybourne, features chef-inspired burgers, fresh-cut French fries and chips, boozy hand-spun milkshakes, and craft beer to please every palate. What will you top your half-pound burger with? Bacon, red onion, jam, or a fried egg? Habanero salsa or caramelized onions? How about banana peppers or smoked Gouda cheese? Burger Bar's been voted most over-the-top burger by Yahoo Travel and is a 2018 Diner's Choice Award winner from Open Table, featuring Sam 76 and Angry Orchard Rose for $5 during all college basketball games.
What does your morning sound like?
Goodbye, baby.
Is she asleep?
Yeah, finally.
Great. I picked up our favorite breakfast sandwiches from McDonald's.
Ooh. Oh.
My turn.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better. Right now, mix and match two select breakfast sandwiches, like a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, a sausage McMuffin with egg, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
Let's see here. Fire protection?
Check.
Uniforms, mats, and restroom products?
Check.
First aid cabinets and safety products?
Check.
Great! So it sounds like we're ready to go.
No. When I said check, I meant we still need to check on all those things.
Oh, just call Cintas. They can handle all of it. It's what they do.
Okay. Call Cintas. Check. I mean, got it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Here's why AT&T Prepaid is a great prepaid choice.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid,
you get two ZTE Maven 3 smartphones for free.
And two lines for $75 a month.
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contract.
And no activation fee.
Switch to AT&T Prepaid and get two free ZTE Maven 3 smartphones and two lines on AT&T's reliable network.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Two for $75 per month requires two new lines of service on a $45 monthly plan each under a multi-line account. Account owner on auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
DU.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
All right, Ramblers, let's get rambling.
The Ramblers, one of the stories of the NCAA tournament so far with their upset victory and buzzer beater shot over Miami yesterday. Dante Ingram, local kid, Chicago kid, the hero, hitting the shot. And then Porter Mosier, unbelievably, he's just fun. Every interview he does, he's super likable. You could see him at a bigger program, but you could also see him selling Loyola and the culture that he's built there for the next 20 years. He talks with great pride about the Rambler program. And the hero of the game was on with Lawrence Holmes last night, and the coach was on with Mullion Hanley this morning after the shot. And we wanted to highlight some of the best of what is the best local sports story heading into the weekend. It starts with Lawrence Holmes.
Dante Ingram of the Loyola Ramblers joining me now. Dante, when we talked last week, we didn't talk about the dream scenario of you hitting the game winner. How does that feel?
It was great, man. Last week we talked about being in position to, you know, play a game in this atmosphere, you know, obviously, to be able to, you know, be with this team and, you know, to hit a shot like that, you know what I'm saying? It's another dream come true.
I felt like once the ball got into your hands, you weren't going to give it up, that you were either going to win or lose on you. Walk me through what was happening after you guys get the rebound.
So, initially, if our big man would have got the rebound, we would have caught timeout. But since the guard got it, you know, coach was just like, go. So, you know, Marcus, he attacked, he did a great job, you know, drawing some attention. And, you know, once I seen a, you know, inch of space, you know, I knew in my head, you know, it's going up with confidence, and I was lucky to hit the shot.
So once you hit the shot, how does that feel? There's so many of us that have played that moment out in our driveways or on the court as a little kid. I'm sure you've probably done it millions of times, but to actually do it in a game of that magnitude, what does it feel like?
Crazy, you know, to do it in that atmosphere, you know, and for it to be in the clutch like that, you know, I was numb. I hit the shot, and I couldn't believe I hit it for a second. You know, I had confidence that it was going in, but obviously, once you hit a shot like that, you kind of just lose it. And, you know, I was celebrating with the guys, and, you know, it's an unreal feeling.
When you were a kid practicing the buzzer beater, were you Dante Ingram? Were you Michael Jordan? Were you Derrick Rose? Like, who were you?
I think I had to say Michael Jordan. Obviously, you have multiple game winners, and you see those things as a kid, and that's what you try to put yourself in the position to be, and, you know, try to imagine yourself being hitting a clutch shot like that. But, yeah, I mean, you know, as a kid, like I said, this is the moment that you dream of, so to be in a position, you know, I'm very proud and happy.
Walker must hit the front end. The freshman, 75% at the line this season. First free throws today. Here they come. One timeout, they don't take it. And the Ramblers are moving on. March Madness magic as the Ramblers from Loyola Chicago moving on to the second round.
Mullion Hanley, and we're delighted to welcome in Porter Mosier, the Loyola head coach, a great friend of the program, and just a magnificent architect of victory. Good morning, Porter. How are you?
Good morning, boys. I'm doing good.
Just an amazing thing to watch yesterday. You know, what was your takeaway? Just the senior leadership, the fact that your guys met that moment.
You know what? How apropos that
Loyola Chicago hits a game winner by a homegrown Chicago kid, Dante Ingram from Simeon. A perfect storybook script for him, and just really happy for him. And, you know, happy for our guys. You know, just they believe. I mean, it's amazing with any walk of life, any company, anything, when you got a group of people that believe, that work together, that are unselfish. And that's what this group is. They're high character guys. But it was surreal just to see the atmosphere. I can't tell you how amazing the following of Loyola was there. It was bigger than any of the teams that were there at the regional. And that is so cool because, you know, Molly, you've been there when we've had games at Gentile when you could tee up a golf ball during one of our games, hit it in the stands, and it start ricocheting around and not hit anybody. So to see what's going on and to see the videos of all over campus, the student union, different bars just go ballistic. It's just so fun to see where this grassroots rebuild started from, to see how excited people are.
So what did you do after the game? We know what happened during the game, the decision not to call the timeout, the poise that your team displayed under the late game pressure. But you have to get your team back down to earth to continue to play in this tournament. So take me through everything that transpired after the game and how you're going to get ready for Tennessee.
You can't imagine the following right now. It's like a reality show. I'm not joking. I mean, CBS has been following us with a camera everywhere we go. I got to really just take time to walk into the restroom. I mean, there's everywhere you go. It was just the biggest media circus you can imagine afterwards. And then we brought our guys in and we closed the door and, you know, we said a prayer. And one of the things I've said during this whole run is I love our guys. They're mature. They're locked in. Is I want them to enjoy this journey. I'm not this, you know, drill sergeant that won't let them enjoy it, because I can do that because every film session, every practice, they're locked in. They're mature enough to do it. And so, like, we said it going in, and people ask me, like, how are you handling all the circus with everything? I'm like, I'm letting them enjoy it. But they know we have this laser-like focus once it's time to do business, once it's time to do film. And they've embraced that. And the guys, like, we get back to the hotel, and it's at the Hyatt here in Dallas. It was crazy. And, you know, we had a meal catered in. We talked to them. We let them rest a little bit. We brought them back, talked to them a little bit more, and got them in bed. We got a bunch of things planned today. But, you know, it's put that in the bank. Next one. Now we go on to Tennessee. These guys didn't want to just come here and be happy that we were in the dance. They from day one, and how they practiced, they wanted to come in here and compete and win and show people that we are good.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Chicago Wolves have been the AHL's most dominant team since December. Catch the Wolves at Allstate Arena as they battle Rockford Saturday night and Iowa Sunday afternoon as Brandon Peary and company chase another division title. First ever NCAA tournament win for Marshall. And to pile on, it is an upset as a 13-seed Marshall beats a 4-seed Wichita State 81-75. Shockers. Other finals today in the NCAA tournament. Still first-round action. Texas A&M over Providence, 73-69. Second-seeded Purdue all over Cal State Fullerton, 74-48. But the Boilermakers are going to be without their center, Isaac Haas, for the rest of the tournament. Meantime, Cincinnati over Georgia State, 68-53. Games in progress. North Carolina leading Lipscomb 65-51 with 11:58 to go in the second half. West Virginia with an early 8-4 lead against Murray State. And Butler at halftime on top of Arkansas 36-31. Football, another quarterback added to the Bears' depth chart. Kansas City's Tyler Bray, with whom Bears head Matt Nagy worked in KC last season. And the Bears are also bringing back tight end Daniel Brown. Spring baseball underway in Arizona. Cubs and White Sox. No highlights to speak of yet. Yu Darvish pitching for the Cubs against Reynaldo Lopez for the White Sox. The Bulls will host Cleveland tomorrow without Chris Dunn of the sprained toe and Lauri Markkanen of the bad back. Blackhawks at Buffalo tomorrow. The scoreboard update was brought to you by Webb Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. And from now through April 5th, listen for the cue to call from Pat and Ron for your chance to win Cubs season tickets. The Cubs season ticket giveaway is presented by Old Dominion, the official freight carrier of Major League Baseball, and the Cubs and Dykstra Home Services, piercing together your home comfort. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station and the new radio home of the Bulls, who play Cleveland tomorrow with our broadcast beginning at 6:45. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, Mark Grody, and thank you to Lawrence Holmes and Mullian Hanley. Good stuff with the key players in the Loyola first round upset? Love that question right off the bat, too, from Lawrence. Everyone had that. Everyone had that athlete, whether it was you were practicing the walk-off and you were Ken Griffey Jr., mm-hmm. or for me in the driveway, if I was shooting the three, I was John Paxson or Steve Kerr. Because I was hitting game winners for the Bulls in the championship era. But if I love to pretend like I was Jordan with the back to the basket. The turnaround fadeaway shot. That was my favorite. Do you have the
follow through? Do you have the fingers that dangle down in perfect form like Shep's picture and Cole City that he put on the old internet yesterday?
The old internet. Bryce Drew was my dude. How many times I practiced that shot?
Oh, wow.
The full court toss and then the turn and
you've probably never heard
shot.
Of Pete Maravich. I know Shep has. Danny, have you heard of Pete Maravich?
I've heard of Pete Maravich. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Pistol Pete?
He hasn't played in many, many years.
I mean, I never saw him play.
That's true also. Yeah. But don't bring up sad things about Pistol Pete. That was my guy. Number 44, Pete Maravich. Number 44.
I could see you dribbling around real quick, just like a Pete Maravich.
Yeah,
you
got
it. I didn't think you. So, a young Danny McNeil was a big basketball fan.
I liked basketball. Yeah, because
nice.
You know, I was one of the tallest kids in my class in sixth grade, and I never grew an inch. When I got to middle school, I never got taller.
You peaked in sixth grade.
I peaked in sixth grade. That's right.
That can happen. My neighbor was very attractive. She peaked in about seventh grade as well. I was like, that was like my social currency. They were like, "You live next to Carolyn?" I was like, "Yeah, I do. It's incredible.
Very cool."
Yeah. Oh, coolest thing about me in grade school. I know it's hard to imagine that I didn't have that much else that was very cool. I wasn't the most popular kid growing up. Great at video games. Great at poker. That sort of thing. Yeah. You know, the dorky skinny kid.
Smart ass.
Try to be the class clown. Tell the jokes. That sort of thing.
You know the best way to become the class clown? Study the current class clown and learn from him.
Sure, of course. Never sit in the front of the room, sit in the back.
That's a movie line. Never
mind. Hey,
the sexiest man in America is playing good golf again today. Patrick Reed is making another run. He just bogeyed a few holes ago, but he's 3 under for the day and 6 under for the tournament. I am really looking forward to his new rivalry with his hero, Tiger Woods. Why are you giggling as such?
Peoria Mad texted in, "Hey, Danny, have you heard of Wilt Chamberlain?"
Well, let's not liken Pete Maravich to Wilt Chamberlain.
Why not? They're on the...
That's not the same.
I mean...
I thought there was a puncher's chance. Jerry West. Like Shep says, Maravich has been dead for 30 years. I've been dead for a long damn time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So I thought there was a chance he might have slipped through your sports crack.
I understand. Thank you for thinking about the crack. So what golf thing were you saying to me? I'm sorry. I'm listening to you, I promise.
Talking about the fleshy-faced Patrick Reed playing good golf today.
Oh, yeah, Tiger Woods, the red shirt. He's, he's Fat Tiger. Shep just handed me something about your Purdue Boilermakers, by the way. Isaac Haas is going to miss the remainder of the NCAA tournament. Their senior center, one of the big guys that they rely on, fractured elbow. In
Boiler
that blowout.
Down.
Yeah, he fell on his elbow midway through the second half, battling for a rebound. He stayed in for the rest of the game. X-rays revealed after the contest a fracture in his elbow. He averaged 14.7 points and 5.7 rebounds per game, finished with 9 points and 10 boards in their win today.
Good touch for a big guy. They're obviously not a very good chance right now to get to the Final Four. I don't even know if they get out of the second round.
Yeah. I bought them in my auction. Them, North Carolina, and Duke were my three big investments in our NCAA tournament
that
auction.
That just sucks because Purdue hasn't had a really good chance to get to a Final Four in so many years. I mean, going back to the Glenn Robinson
It's an injury. The Robbie Hummel teams, Robbie Hummel tears his ACL, throws out whatever he did to his back injury. Those teams were loaded, but they were never healthy by the time March came around.
Is he their best player? Is he consensus their best player?
I mean, he's just as important as anyone.
Yeah.
I don't know about best.
Yeah.
Like, that team's not getting out of a reach. I'm with Mac.
Well, Boilermaker fans, you can sit around over the weekend and watch your DVDs of the 1980 team that got to the Final Four with Joe Barry Carroll.
That's made its way to the DVD, the Gene Cady era teams. Doug Gottlieb said that if they got to Villanova, that he thought that Purdue matched up really well. He didn't think they matched up great with some of their early round matchups, but he thought if they could get to the Elite Eight against Villanova that they would have won. But I guess not anymore.
Boiler down. That sucked. The president of the Purdue Club of Chicago was here earlier today, a guy I have a friendship with, and he was all excited about his Boilermakers, but now he can look forward to the football program and continue as it tries to continue to go in the right direction.
We've got Teddy Greenstein at 4 o'clock, and coming up next, a former Bear has signed with a new place, and he had an all-time line when he met the new media. I want to run it by you coming up. It's McNeil and Parkins on The Score.
Check out The Score's new lineup. Molly and Hanley continue to start your day mornings live at 5.
I feel like I'm walking around healing people.
You are. Then it's the new Bernstein and McKnight Show, 9 a.m. to 1.
It's going to be awesome.
Now I'm proud to say I'm part of a legendary radio station.
Followed by McNeil and Parkins. New in the afternoon, 1 to 6.
Third time being a charm, hopefully.
And sign me up.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10.
Let's go.
And Score overnights with Les Grobstein.
Period, new paragraph.
New Score lineup, same great Chicago sports talk. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And Furniture, Saturday.
Speaking of some remember when conversation, you don't have to go too far back to remember when the Aaron Hernandez story took the dark turn that it did. One of the best tight ends in the NFL for the New England Patriots, signed the huge $40-plus million deal. He seemed to have everything possibly that you could want in life. And then we found out that he was living the double life that he was. Convicted murderer, accused of more crimes, life in prison, takes his life in prison, and then now we have questions. Well, the Oxygen Network has a two-part series this Saturday and Sunday night, 6 o'clock. You can set your DVRs or tune in. I've seen part one of two. It's Aaron Hernandez Uncovered. It is remarkable. They talk to the prosecutor, the detectives, the journalists, people around his family, former teammates of Aaron Hernandez. They dive into questions about CTE and him questioning his own sexuality and what might have led to the double life of Aaron Hernandez. It's a two-night special this Saturday and Sunday on the Oxygen Network, Aaron Hernandez Uncovered.
Greta is a drill instructor.
Move, move, move!
Yes, ma'am!
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
Drop and give me 3,000!
But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
I got nothing.
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Hey, Chicago, we know there's nothing better than watching the tournament with your buddies at your favorite bar. No matter where you're watching the game, celebrate with an ice-cold Dos Equis Lager Especial or Dos Equis Amber. A more interesting college basketball experience calls for a more interesting beer. This Sunday, join Dos Equis and The Score at Sam's Triple Crown in Orland Hills from 6 to 8 for a more interesting viewing party. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. 2018 Dos Equis Beer Brands, imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
What does your morning sound like?
Goodbye, baby.
Is she asleep?
Yeah, finally.
Great. I picked up our favorite breakfast sandwiches from McDonald's.
Ooh. Oh.
My turn.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better. Right now, mix and match two select breakfast sandwiches, like a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, a sausage McMuffin with egg, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Here's why AT&T Prepaid is a great prepaid choice.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid,
you get two ZTE Maven 3 smartphones for free.
And two lines for $75 a month.
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contract.
And no activation fee.
Switch to AT&T Prepaid and get two free ZTE Maven 3 smartphones and two lines on AT&T's reliable network.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Two for $75 per month requires two new lines of service on the $45 monthly plan each under a multi-line account. Account owner on auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
Greta is a drill instructor.
Move, move, move!
Yes, ma'am.
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
Drop and give me 3,000.
But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
I got nothing.
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
You know, before Boost, our phone bill was obscene. So we switched to Boost and got lines for the whole family with unlimited gigs for a much more family-friendly price. It's nice to have a phone bill that doesn't require parental controls.
Your family deserves better. Get four lines for only $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. Plus, get up to four free Samsung J7 perks with 6 months of Hulu where you can stream all the shows everyone is talking about. All on the super reliable and super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, mat services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call CentOS. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
Time to get yours today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Every year we sit down with the staff, we evaluate our entire roster. Every player is carefully analyzed. And as we went through it, we just had a decision to make if we were going to exercise the option in this contract, and we decided against that.
Bears general manager Ryan Pace discussing the decision not to pick up the option on Josh Sitton's contract, making the former Bears guard after 2 years a free agent, and he has moved on. It's McNeil and Parkins live at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. We will talk to Teddy Greenstein in 15 minutes, both about Tiger Woods and his golf comeback and a feature piece he has on new Cubs pitcher Yu Darvish. That coming up at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. Josh Sitton was asked about, hey, right guard, left guard, switching from side to side. And he said Dolphins, correct? Is that right?
He was in Miami on Wednesday. I don't know if he actually signed with the Dolphins.
Yeah, I believe he is. He has signed with the Miami Dolphins. And so Josh Sitton just said playing right guard instead of his familiar left guard is like, quote, trying to wipe your ass with the other hand. I'm going to miss that quote around this town. And I would think, you know what? Now that he mentions it, I never would have thought of that as being a very complicated thing to do.
Oh, you'd never been forced to cheat?
No. Well, see, I'm better at basically everything in the world right-handed. But the one thing that I'm better at left-handed is a little X-rated for the radio.
As opposed to where Josh Sitton took us.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying, I can talk about the Josh Sitton
thing. That can be a very difficult thing for people who don't have much hand dexterity. I don't have great hand dexterity with my right hand. I've lost use of my left arm a few times.
Really?
Broken bones, things like that, fractured wrist. Yeah, I've had a few. So it's difficult, but you manage.
So you're an ambi wiper?
Yes, I would prefer to remain a southpaw when possible, but if I have to go to the bullpen and bring on the power, the fireballing right-hander, I can do that.
I can honestly, I broke my left arm as a kid. I was like 8 years old, I'm a righty wiper, so I don't think I've ever once been in a situation where I've had to go to the lefty.
Well, you'll probably get there at some point.
I hope to, Mac. I hope to.
You know what? Just if you get bored this weekend, give it a shot and just let us know how it goes.
I can report back to that for you. I'm just saying this is an incredible thing. I never thought about that. All the other things, teach your kid how to throw left-handed, make the major leagues, all of the advantages of being left-handed. I never once considered being an ambi wiper.
See, I didn't think switching from side to side for a guard would be that big of a deal. I'm surprised he's expressing issues with this, that this was a problem being flipped side to side.
Well, I assume that's what he's implying by it's like trying to wipe your ass with the other hand.
Yeah,
I'm assuming he's saying it would be difficult to go from right guard to left guard.
I don't know why a guy who has been to a Pro Bowl and has been in the NFL for 7 or 8 years would have that big of an issue with it.
It's all about, I mean, it's all about the footwork. Jeff Schwartz, who does some film study work for The Athletic, used to be on the Chiefs as a buddy of mine because he's one of the few Jewish NFL players of all time, so we bonded over his time in Kansas City.
Sure.
Over a latke or two and some manischewitz.
Mazel.
Yeah, and he said that, yeah, it's backwards. Just everything, like, your slide step and which foot you go back with and the hip turn and all that. He said it's actually very challenging because he was a guard who was often a backup player. So sometimes he'd have to be the filling guard of the left side and the right side. He said it was very challenging.
Okay. I don't want to do too many Uncle Rico stories in one day since we've already covered my long snapping career being born here.
Oh, please.
But in my high school's football program when I was there, our strong side of the line, the guard and tackle who lined up next to the tight end, we always would flip. The guard and tackle would flip to whichever side we were running the strength to. If we wanted to run our tight end on the right side, we were running sweep on the right side, and there was because that's where we were positioned on the field to have a better chance of succeeding. Wide side of the field, we'd line up in strong right. If we were to go to strong left, it doesn't make much sense on a shorter field to run sweep. We still might run trap, but we had no problem flipping from one side to the next. There might be one you might feel a smidge more comfortable with, but you got to work at it.
You got to
get better at it.
You got to teach Josh Sitton from your high school football days.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because, I mean, the Bears choose to move on from him, and I think everybody then connects the dots and say it's going to be Quentin Nelson. It's going to be the guard, right? If Cody Whitehair is going to be the center and Kyle Long is back and we know it's Massey and Long or Leno, excuse me for now, as your tackles, it feels like there's that one spot on the interior of the offensive line that it can be.
I saw a mock last night that has your Notre Dame guard coming to the Bears.
Quentin Nelson.
Yeah, which he better be really damn good if they pick him at 8.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm with you. I think everybody agrees with that logic. It's just, think about what Ryan Pace has done this offseason and where he's allocated all of the resources. Everything has been about Trubisky. I mean, yeah, he got Lynch the one-year deal from San Francisco as a pass rusher, former fifth-round pick. That's a depth signing. They're still going to have to invest in the draft at pass rush at some point. But it feels like he's doing everything he possibly can, which I like, to make it comfortable for Mitch Trubisky. So maybe that'll stay true with the 8th overall pick of the draft.
If he takes a guard, he's continuing on the everything's for Mitch theme. There's no doubt about it. That's what that would be for also. As well as the running game, but primarily as a pass protector. Look, pass rusher and cornerback, I'm not backing off. I'm not going to bitch and moan if they take an offensive lineman at 8. Their offensive line, for my money, isn't really good right now. So I have no problem with that. I would rather see them get a difference-making pass rusher. And I fell in love with Denzel Ward when I watched him in the Big Ten title game.
Yeah. If they took Nelson and they went Leno, Nelson, Whitehair from left tackle, left guard, center, in theory, the argument that Ryan Pace could sell you the night of his draft press conference would be, we've solidified the middle to blind side for our rookie quarterback for the next, you know, in the case of Whitehair and Nelson, in theory, the next decade, in Leno for at least the length of his rookie contract.
I got a really good feeling whatever Pace does on draft night, people are going to hate it.
Really?
It seems
he's got a lot of good vibes right now.
He does right now, but it's been his early history, and it's been the Bears' history in recent memory, to be more willing to draft athletes and projects than legitimate, well-decorated college football stud bolts.
That's like the kid from Virginia Tech, then.
Yes.
The super athlete linebacker. They think that maybe he could be shifted into a 3-4 outside pass rusher, but he doesn't really do that in college.
A lot of people felt that, you know, Leonard Floyd was a bit of a tweener. They weren't sure what he was at the professional level. I'm still not sure we know. And backing up just a second, Denzel Ward is a cornerback. From Ohio State, I was mentioning a pass rusher. He's not the pass rusher. He's a corner, one of those two positions. And you talked about the kid from Alabama, Fitzpatrick, yesterday.
Yeah.
Most people think he's going to play safety.
Right. But I think also they think he could be a hybrid player. He could be a, like a roving player. Just play him in nickel, play him in dime, play him in all over the field in the secondary, and he'll just have the ability to be versatile. But yes, it does seem like it's more of a free safety for him than a straight-up starting cornerback.
I want to commit a guy to a position.
Yeah.
I don't want a guy who's specializing right out of the gate as a rover.
Yeah.
If you're drafting a guy 8 to play cornerback or safety, if you're going to go in that direction, because someone's going to draft Minkah Fitzpatrick high, too.
Yep.
Probably higher than Denzel Ward. Most people have him graded higher. I want to be messing around with this guy, doing a little of this, a little of that. Teach him the damn position in year one. Teach him one position.
Well, it feels then it's more likely that it's a corner than Fitzpatrick for the Bears, right? Because Adrian Amos and Eddie Jackson feel like that's the Bears' safety tandem for right now.
Eddie Jackson provided me last football season with one of my... Because while we all gave the Bears credit for being better defensively, they weren't exactly highlight better very often. They didn't get a lot of takeaways, especially early. September was the only team worse than the Bears in takeaways in September was Cleveland. The Bears were sitting there going into October 31st in the NFL in turnover margin.
And it still felt like progress from the year before when they only had the 11.
When Eddie Jackson punched the ball away from A.J. Green in Cincinnati, I think that was in mid-November. We were getting late in the season, and they were finally starting to get turnovers, but they weren't getting takeaways. They weren't creating turnovers. They were falling on fumbles that just happened to, oops, maybe they created a few, but that was the forced fumble that was the highlight of my season, when he punched the ball away from A.J. Green's and right at the boundary with almost no room to spare, falls on the football, and the Bears take the field offensively. That was a terrific play by Eddie Jackson.
He had 4 takeaways, I think, by himself last year.
2 forced fumbles and 2 picks, I think.
Yeah, so I mean, that, and for a team that had struggled so much with takeaways the 2 previous seasons, it's like, all right, we might have a guy who can be in that line of great Bears safeties, but obviously after a rookie year, got to give him more time for that. This segment, by the way, was sponsored by CeCe's New Crust, New Sauce, New York-style pizza. Now at CeCe's, grab an extra large slice
CeCe's
of their new meatball pepperoni pizza and new cheesecake brownies for dessert. There's so much to love on the buffet for just 5 and change, only at CeCe's. Prices vary, restrictions apply. We have Teddy Greenstein, who has a profile piece on Yu Darvish coming out, and of course, covered and followed golf for a long time. The comeback of Tiger Woods. Is this one different, or is it going to be short-lived? Teddy Greenstein joins us next on The Score.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Porter Moser, the Loyola head coach. What was your takeaway? The senior leadership, the fact that you guys met that moment?
You know what? How apropos that Loyola Chicago hit the game winner by a homegrown Chicago kid, Dante Ingram from Simeon. Perfect storybook script.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Introducing the next revolution from Sam Adams, Sam 76. It took over 60 trials and 13,000 hours to perfect this refreshing union of lager and ale. Sam 76. Fill your glass. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Savor the flavor responsibly.
Hey, you got any plans for this weekend? I know that I have a lot of plans to watch some basketball, but you got something with your friends, your family, maybe you and your coworkers have discussed what you'll be doing and all their activities involve going from point A to point B. Everyone needs to get somewhere. So if you want to make the most of your weekend, you can drive with Uber. That way you can be earning extra money on your terms to help pay your bills or to buy tickets to see a game or help fund your next vacation or to pay that next bar tab when you're, of course, not driving with Uber. When you drive with Uber, you're your own boss, so you earn extra cash on your schedule. There's no one telling you when you gotta come, when you gotta go, no calling in sick or having to schedule time off. You take time off whenever you want. Plus, when you drive with Uber, you can earn more every week with tipping because the riders can send you tips right from the app, so you can add to your weekly earnings for the great service that you offer. So earn extra cash when it works for you for the things that matter to you. Sign up to drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Chicago. Leader Bar Draft House is your destination for all March basketball games and Chicago sporting events. They're located at 3000 West Irving Park Road at the corner of Irving Park Road in Sacramento. Join them during all March games and enjoy $4 Sam Adams drafts. They'll be featuring Boston Lager, Cold Snap, and New England IPA. They have 25 HD TVs to enhance your viewing experience and a large outdoor beer garden perfect for the summer months. This spring, they'll be launching Leader Bar Live with special performances by Chicago's best bands every Friday.
Need legal advice by a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice. Look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/.
What does your morning sound like?
Morning, Al.
Next stop, 32nd Street.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Hi, can I get an Egg McMuffin, please?
Here's to making your morning routine a little better with a delicious breakfast from McDonald's.
You're Paul. I'm the new spring intern.
Spring plus.
Intern. Yeah, clever, right?
I'm gonna...
Look at getting an amazing iPhone 8.
Yeah, because...
They have an all-glass design, advanced cameras.
I'm going to...
Going to give your second phone to your new friend. Wow, Paul.
Now lease one iPhone 8 and get a second one on us. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
iPhone 8 64GB, $29.17 a month. Second iPhone 8 after $29.17 a month. Credit applied within two bills. Requires two new lines or one new and one upgrade with 18-month leases. Early termination results in full balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit and $30 activation. Restrictions apply.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, Sid. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
One, two, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details.